At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And I spread my butt cheeks as Mike Honcho.
Close your mouth.
But I don't want your life.
Oh my God!
chocolatey.
Now, I'm not legit. I'm unlegit. And for that reason, I must quit.
Good morning, Wawita Nation.
Damn,
welcome to Tuesday, November 11th is Veterans Day. It is 23 degrees.
Yeah, it's cold.
Got to have Michael Jordan.
Welcome to winter, folks. We had some snow yesterday.
We did.
It's going to be a brief stay, but welcome.
Yeah. I don't care. Back up in the 60s by the end of the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Frozen testicles.
All right.
Free free transportation back to what? Fall.
What is your mind doing?
We just started.
Yeah. Freezing cold.
Freezing cold. Well.
Frozen butt cheeks.
It's good to see y'all, as it always is. My favorite people in the world.
Just glad to be here.
Yes.
Just happy to be here.
Yes, Reverend. Happy to be here.
Happy to be here, Garth.
In black churches,
Garth,
when you go like visit to a guest church and they ask if the guests want to have some words, they always say, just happy to be here, Rev. Just happy to be here.
Can I get an amen?
All of them say it. Just happy
Can
to
I get
be
an
here.
Amen?
So, and then they say, pray for me, and I'll pray for you.
I think we should have a segment called Black Church Education with Jamal, and he educates us on all the facets of,
I could do it.
See?
What?
Yeah.
Black Church Education.
Yes.
Do your black voice real quick.
I am doing it right now.
Terry, back it up, Terry. Terry, put it in reverse.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Come on, Terry.
Oh, God.
Okay, whoop.
We have a new cast member with us at the table.
We do.
Yep, you brought your new coffee mug.
No, talking about talking about your mutt.
Wawita One?
Yeah.
Wawita One.
You got a number, dog.
Named him that, so when you get another one,
I thought about it. Yeah, so that's Ollie. His middle name is Wawita Copas.
There you go.
There we go, baby.
I don't...
And if we ever disband the show, I'll change his middle name to whatever the new podcast is called.
We need to get him a t-shirt so he can rock it in.
Yeah. Well, we can do that.
We'll holler at VH1 to do the...
Yeah, what's up? You know,
behind the music?
Breaking of the band or whatever it is.
Behind the pod?
Yeah, behind the pod.
VH1 will come back just for that.
I'm going to have a cigarette in my mouth.
I need Chad talked about poo-poo and farting.
Be a whole,
constantly
be a whole section on him.
You know, it just came to the point where we just couldn't.
I never could talk about it anymore.
Then we knew what we were talking about, and then
the show just had to quit.
Yeah, we were too legit.
Yeah,
to quit.
Then we had to quit. Well,
CJ is
Ollie.
He's got a new armpit.
He's excited.
There, oh yeah,
it's all good.
Not been any strangers.
No, because he knew what was coming for him.
Yeah, the axe was.
Hey,
just for clarification,
he saw death come around.
Yeah, the death angel.
He was 6 feet from the edge, and he was thinking.
I thought it was over.
Yeah, Wade saved a life, ladies and gentlemen.
Like Snow Patrol.
Yep. Gave it mouth.
I think
mouth
that's Snow Patrol.
Resuscitated it.
He played.
How to save a life.
He was listening to The Fray.
The Fray. Yeah. It is The Fray.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to, what is today? November 11th.
4-4.
Veterans Day. So shout out to our veterans. Yes. I don't know if we have any veterans that are that listen, but if you
Theo Raleigh, Judy, thank you for your service.
Amen.
Don't interrupt me.
Back to your song. Wasn't that Creed?
No,
wasn't that One Last Breath?
Yeah, I did that one too. Oh, okay. And then he said how to save. Gotcha, he saved a life.
Just making sure.
Yeah. Two different songs. Yeah. Anyway, veterans out there. Yeah, I mean, how disrespectful.
Well, you know, research happens, all right?
Thank you. Research never does. Right. Thank you for your service. We appreciate you all.
Very much.
And then let's get a quick update on the events of last night. Jamal, how was trivia?
It was cool.
Did you lose?
Yes.
Yeah. Bit of a losing streak lately.
To sum it up, we are currently in a losing streak. But however, we
won one today. If we win one tomorrow, no. We won one yesterday. We won one today. If we win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak.
Losing is a disease.
Lou Brown.
Skip.
And sing.
Heart attack.
Who's having a heart attack? Good movie.
Yeah. Great. That was the second one.
What was good old Rube.
Rube Baker.
Yeah.
Gee golly, when a man's lights are going out, the fat lady can't sing. If it's not over.
I had Rube's disease when I was in high school.
You had Rube's disease?
I couldn't throw it back to the pitch.
Yeah, Rube's disease.
A mule came in my balls.
Son, if you throw that ball down to third base one more time.
That was actually a really good impression.
It was a great impression.
All right. Heads or tails?
Tails. Never fails.
Tails never fails.
Yeah.
Tails it is.
Yeah.
So that means.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Boys and girls, you know what time it is.
21.
It's 21. Question 21.
Time. Not any questions. This is CJ's challenge.
21. Oh, God. Oh, God.
All right.
He's looking for his headset.
So, first one. You have to give one of these up forever. Okay. Which one are you giving up? There's Chad, forever means forever.
Forever.
I'll have a question.
There's no way around it. You have to give one up. Would you rather give up music forever? Or TV shows/movies forever.
TVs and movies, see ya.
Bruh.
You gotta give up one forever.
Music.
Forever, ever.
TV, I'm giving up music.
Nah, TV can.
I'm gonna go music myself.
Yeah, music.
Good Lord.
Music.
It's not an easy
Makes
choice.
The people come together.
Can we get on sync here?
Well, was that me and you?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I wouldn't have said that.
No, it's okay.
If I'd have known it was you, I wouldn't have known it.
It's all good. All right, so we have two.
I thought it was the other Whitey.
We had two get rid of TV and movies.
That is correct.
And three get rid of music. Yeah. You and Jamal.
Yeah, me and Jamal are soul brothers.
Okay. Let's see here.
No discussion.
Yeah. Any discussion on that? I mean, are we just going to move around?
I can do
it.
I got lots
of questions, but no.
I can't do without music, man. I just can't. Like,
I think people that know you, people that know Moe's, they know that music is near and dear to y'all's heart.
I had a feeling you were going to pick TV and movies.
Yeah.
And then I had a feeling he was going to pick music.
Yeah.
You don't have just boxes of VHS tapes laying around, except The Matrix, not included.
Yeah.
Or
to not pick
Pirates
music.
Of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Have you seen Requiem for a Dream?
Huh?
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 Chad was the one I didn't think.
Yeah.
I didn't know what he would pick.
Well, again, I'm that's the reason why I'm asking questions, but I'm overthinking things. I mean,
because it's forever.
If you say TV,
TV shows, yes, TV,
movies. I can still watch YouTube,
dude. That's what I'm saying. Reels, I got all kinds of things.
Yeah, I can still watch YouTube and reels. And stuff.
They look, see?
I swear,
yeah,
that one was a good question.
But you got rid of music
from all Dalton Curry.
I did, but I know,
don't flatter him.
It's
anymore now. There's gonna have to be like a
what? Hang on,
little small print thing.
I listen to music. I do.
Your wife's livelihood would go away because they can't cheer to like Home Improvement sound clip.
Just imagine how cheer routine does.
That means music goes away. So there's no theme song. There's no intro to the TV show. All your movies suck now because there's no music in the background.
It's like it's a director's cut, dog.
No, it's worse than
right
that.
There.
There's no suspense. There's no buildup. The porno industry would go under without music.
No, I think that might be the only.
Not the direction driving. I was thinking, but yes. Oh, yeah.
You gotta consider all those things.
Yeah, it's true. It's not a good option either way.
Okay. Next question. Would you rather have to compliment everyone, so again, Chad, that means everybody, you meet on their smell, so to compliment them on their smell, everyone, or tell everyone they look tired?
I'm going to tell everyone they look tired.
Yeah. I think it's more socially acceptable.
You look tired. That body odor is fantastic.
I don't like this question.
You can't.
You have to compliment.
Yeah, you can't say that negative. It's
compliment.
Like you smell great.
Yeah, it don't matter if they smell like boiled hot dog water.
Yes, hot dog water.
Hot dog water.
I'm going to go with compliment everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to save me a few fights if I do.
I can do the same. I'm going
to
do
how much is everybody at this table?
$2.
How much is it going to cost to drink some boiled hot dog water?
Mm. Shit, nothing.
Well, if it's boiling hot.
Mo said nothing.
I'm not doing anything.
Boiled.
If it's boiled.
ED.
Past
it.
Yeah. How much is it going to take to do that?
I don't know.
No.
So give me $10.
What kind of hot dog? I'm going to play you. I'm going to play Chad for a second. What brand of hot dog?
Yeah, what?
Hot dogs with cheese.
No, like ooh. Brand. I need brand. The brand. Are we talking like Hebrew National? Or are we talking ballpark? Or are we talking
Frank?
Like those?
Frank.
We talking those cheap ones that are like
Oscar
really
Mayer?
Odd color?
Yes.
Clover I'm Valley.
Clover Valley.
Isn't that the Dollar Tree or Dollar General place?
Yeah. It's Dollar General, yeah.
Dollar General.
Great value. But now are they all beef or are they pork and chicken? Like what?
I'm going straight Fields.
Fields.
There you go. That's
my shit. speaking of like telling people they look tired, I just remembered this.
Okay.
Do you know how many times growing up that I walked into Teo's house and his mom, first thing she would say, you look like shit. To me. You look like shit. Come on. I'm already struggling with my self-confidence. Yeah. She would say that. You look like shit.
I can just hear it. Yeah.
I can hear her saying that.
Anyway.
I can hear her.
No, I'm Adidas.
Because there's a number of times she'd say the same to me.
You look like an asshole. That's my favorite.
That's dad.
Yeah,
right
I know.
There.
That's why I did the. That is, that's why yeah. I did the accent. You look like an asshole. You still do.
Taylor's phone's been lit up for like 20.
Yeah,
minutes.
I said that.
He's got no
sleep till Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question. Yeah. I got a question for everybody. What thing did you do when you were a kid that gave you the worst ass whooping that you ever had in your life? I got mine.
I'm gonna have to ask.
I know exactly what I did.
I came home. I had one of those.
I didn't get an ass whooping for it.
I had one of those guns that took the little yellow balls.
Oh yeah, airsoft.
Yeah,
type gun.
I had some of those, and sister just kept effing with me. I took it and held it sideways like old dog, and shot her right there in the forehead.
You cripped her right in the head.
Hey, 187. DOA. And yeah, Deborah beat the brakes up her back, but
he thought it was Trey.
At that time, though, like I was past.
Give me the gun, Trey.
I was past the crying when you got your butt whoopings. I start. Hey, to me, it was worth it. I took my shots like a champ. My sister, on the other hand, nah, bro.
So I got a lot of butt whoopings, but the worst I probably got was I was probably 8 or 10 years old, and I was back talking Gigi in Walmart, yep. And she backhanded me right in the mouth.
I got smart.
Busted my lip, and I was like, oh, I'm bleeding. Oh, she got me good.
You ain't talking about abuse.
Ain't no abuse. I deserved it.
Yeah.
What was the date on that?
Yeah, said, what was the date on that?
Calling it in.
I don't know. He said 8 to 10 years. Eight or 10 years
yeah,
old.
So
88.
It did not happen when he was 9. It was 8 or 10.
I went.
This could have been 85 to 87.
Yeah. 85 or 87. Yeah. He said
Walmart.
8 or 10 years.
At Walmart.
The old Walmart.
Can we pull the security?
The pavilion.
Can you imagine going to Walmart and be like, we need your security footage from.
Maybe in the Walmart where Ford's furniture was.
Or Ollie's is now.
Oh, Ollie's. I forgot.
Ollie's. That's his store.
Yeah.
Yeah. That at that point, yeah, I guess it was.
Yep.
Not the TJ location.
Old Walmart. Yeah.
The OG.
Under the sea.
Old Walmart. That probably came in the 90s, the TJ location. And then when did the new location?
Was 2005.
Mine was back at the old, what is it, Ford Furniture Center?
Yep.
That's the one I remember getting my ass whooped at.
I think the worst ass whooping I got when I completed my first B&E.
This motherfucker, huh?
breaking.
Yeah. I was like 6.
Oh, he's being in at 6.
He was a cholo back then.
Yeah.
I got smart with my mom in church. My dad drugged me outside. Oh. And my mom and dad sat in the second row from the front.
So they saw, they knew what you finna have.
Yep.
You got a dun, 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 dun.
Nah, I mean.
Sorry, Mom.
Nah, I mean. My next door neighbor was Wesley Davis.
Oh, Ross.
Mm. Yeah. And, of course, back in the day, like all of us, nobody locked their doors.
I locked my door.
You know, my parents never left the doors unlocked. So
shout out to my mom.
So
keeping you safe.
So Wesley had a drawer full of candy. In his bedroom.
Oh, this food broke in his house?
Yeah. I went and got me a thing of bubble tape.
Give me
a I went and got me a thing of bubble tape. And
was it worth it?
No, because I had it.
Hey, yes,
I'm telling you right now.
Sitting over like sitting there, seawalking and stuff.
I put it in his
bubble tape.
I put it in my pants, and sure enough, I had it in my pocket. And my mom's like, "What you got in your pocket?"
Deal.
I'm like, "Nothing." She said, "BS. Pull whatever you got in your pocket out right now." And she's like, "Where the hell did you get that?" And then sure enough.
You got cold cock.
Now, Damas gave me up, dog. Melissa gave me up. She said, he went in next door and got it.
What was she, 3?
No, she was 4 or 5. Man, I was like 6 or 7.
Six or 7.
6 or 7.
The worst. Who gave it to you? Ever. Huh? Oh, you know, Pops rolled with that, dog. I mean, it took 2 big old smacks right there. Handprints, bro. Done.
Just 2?
That's all it took, man. He'd get about halfway like a golf swing. Bah! And then it was like, bah!
I got more than 2.
Now if it was a bell.
What year was that, Wade, and where was that at?
No comment.
He said no comment.
What church was that at?
Yeah, I don't
know. Hey, you do it today, guess what? Your kid calling CPS.
No, open hand on the bottom is fine.
As long as it doesn't leave bruises. I used to do
that. See it anymore.
No. All right.
Anyways, I don't remember from my parents. I do remember getting the paddle in first grade.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I got the paddle
because I laughed at Jonathan Deckard getting the paddle.
R.I.P.
Because he put a textbook, like one of those big like first grade textbooks that we had, in his pants when Miss Foster whooped him because he did something. I laughed because he put his textbook in there, and then I got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
every time I see Miss Foster, it's like,
yeah, I got like, one.
Thanks for that.
Miss Foster.
Rest in peace.
She's like,
I got one in third grade. Like, I got a paddling in third grade. I was in the library, and we weren't even talking very loud, but the librarian just kept picking on me, librarian. And so she put her head down and I flipped her off. And then she put it up and I couldn't get it down, dog.
You're like, my finger don't work.
Dog, I got four paddlers, didn't even cry. Dang, man, I was a G back in, dog.
Who gave it to you?
This was at Caverna.
Okay.
But the crazy thing is that that's not what I was scared of. Fuck a paddling. I was scared when I got home with Deborah. But, man, see, so they were supposed to call my mom anytime before I'm getting a whooping, but they didn't. I'm glad. And then all they did was send this note on. And they didn't have to sign it or nothing.
They safety pinned it to
your
T-shirt.
Hey, dog.
threw it away. Bro. As soon as you got in the bus, out the window.
This was on a Monday, and I hid it in the back of my mama's car. And then Saturday was my T-ball game. Picked that out. Threw that in the garbage can and went down there. Hey, I was on the Yankees that year, too.
Yeah.
I was on the Yankees that year, too, dog. I got my pictures with my hat cocked to the side. Facts, bro.
Had that lean on.
Yeah, man. Thought I was cool.
You was cool, Jay. That's the cool part about it. You was cool.
Straight bill and everything.
He's your buddy.
All right.
Hey, play the music.
All right.
And it's time for this week's picks.
That's it.
Crap.
Cut off. And scene.
Before we get started, man, CJ got a little stats for you all. So I asked him, I said, take of all our last names. Sorry, man. I said, whose last name is played in the league the most?
It ain't Mikolajczyk.
Well, we did confirm there are zero Mikolajczyks.
It's got to be Bush or Allen.
Or Settle.
Yeah.
I would assume Bush.
No.
No, it's Allen, though.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes. Of active players, there are currently six active Allens. There's only two active Bushes. There's one Settle.
One.
Zero Kopus.
Where does Settle play?
He's listed. It's Tim Settle.
Tim.
He's listed as
Tim.
Active on
Timothy.
He's on the Houston Texans.
There you go. That's your new team, Chad.
Timmy!
But just think about
it. He has no idea what we're talking about.
You got Marcus.
You'll understand why.
You got Marcus Allen. You got Jared Allen.
Both Hall of Famers.
Yes.
You got Josh Allen, Keenan Allen, Kyle Allen, Brandon Allen, Jonathan Allen, Zach Allen.
Oh, Zach
and
Allen.
And then there's another Josh Allen. The one that played at Kentucky, but he's got a Allen something hyphenated. But he was an Allen for
– No.
Until he hyphenated his name.
He wasn't an Allen.
Yes, he was, bro. It was two Josh Allens. Put money on
him. Wasn't he on the Jaguars?
Yeah, he's still
defense is. Defense
end? Still is.
Still is.
Or outside linebacker because they played the 3-4 defense?
Yep, it still is. It's Allen hyphenated.
Sorry. Hines Allen.
Yeah, Hines Allen is what it is. Yeah.
That's why he doesn't qualify, because Hines comes first.
But his first few years,
Hines 57.
Yeah.
He was an Allen.
Yeah.
Y'all like Hines? Oh, real quick.
Yeah.
Y'all like Hines 57?
Yeah.
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 I do.
On steak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm A1.
I prefer A1, but I like.
Yeah. Okay.
I like
that was my next question.
Yeah, I like 57.
I do too. I like 57's got that kind of
bite. Peppery.
It's got a little tang to it.
Little tang.
A little tang.
Got like, yeah, it's got a tang. That's the only way to describe it, really.
All right, man. Sorry.
I do like it, but yeah, I'm more of A1 just for steak. Yeah. I prefer to not have any. That means the steak's really good.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Straight up.
That's true.
Straight up. No, tell me. These picks.
All right, let's do it.
Forever.
Oh. So I'm going to note that I'm horribly behind. So, from now on, you all are going to play against ChatGPT for the rest of the season.
Okay? Oh, Lord.
Okay.
So okay.
They're going to give me my picks. See if I can come back.
Okay, you're using chat for your picks.
Yeah, I just want to see if I actually can come back or not.
All right.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Before we jump right in, let's go on and get these Week 10 standings, because
it's going to pick the favorites.
I don't know. At the end of the day,
we're going to see.
CJ straight whooped our ass this week. You're good. CJ was 12 of 14 in week 10.
You're good.
Wade was 9 of 14. Moe's and myself were 8 of 14, and Chad's algorithm failed him again. He was 6 of 14.
Whatever you're doing, just do the complete opposite.
That's the reason why I'm saying, like,
you just keep.
So, as of right now, through 10 weeks, CJ has caught up.
Mm-hmm.
CJ and myself are 98 of 148 and mm-hmm. 1 for 66%. Moe's is 91 of 148 and 1, 61%. Wade is 90 of 148 and 1, 61%. And James Chadwick Settle is 84 of 148 and 1 for 57%.
Tail was all comfortable. Now I'm slowly standing behind.
You had a good week.
Breathing in that.
There were some games in there that we thought were pretty good. And I think it was the Jets, the doo-doo game, the Browns and the Jets. Justin Fields didn't even have 100 yards combined between passing and rushing. Mm-mm. That's how bad it was. And the Jets got 2 touchdowns off of returns. Back-to-back kickoff and then a punt.
Sometimes you just got to get it done.
It's crazy. But let's jump right on in to Thursday night football. Speaking of Justin Fields and the Jets, we've got the Jets.
Terrible Thursday.
Headed to Foxborough to take on Drake May and the Patriots. And the Patriots are favored minus 11 and a half.
Give me the Patriots.
Patriots.
The Patriots. According to ChatGPT, the Patriots are going to win.
He's writing them down. Yeah. So he doesn't want to do – he's trying not to do his work he's been doing. He's trying to be proactive.
Yeah.
Why is his name at the bottom?
Matt.
Because he's special.
That's a good one.
13 games.
That's a good
13
one.
Lines. So I had to be down
there. Right,
hashtag math.
Get a piece of paper.
And just squeeze it in.
We're going to go and write some of this stuff down.
All right. We got the Sunday morning football game. If Moe's is correct, it's in Madrid, Spain.
It is.
Moe's is correct.
Madrid.
I'm going to give you ChatGPT's explanation.
We got the Art Monks.
Man, tell us who you want.
Yeah.
We got the Art Monks taking on the Marinos.
Okay.
So who's playing?
Commanders at the Dolphins.
Redskins and Dolphins.
Yeah.
Y'all going to keep saying even racial slurs.
Well, when it's the Rippins, it's the Redskins.
Yeah.
Well, it's a racial slur.
Art Monks.
It'd so be like,
what the Dolphins are favored minus 2.5.
Yeah, give me the Dolphins, I guess.
Dolphins.
Give me the Redskins.
Dolphins.
I'm also going to roll with the Marinos.
That's the Dolphins.
So we'll see. Chad might get one right here.
Who'd you go with, Chad?
I said the Dolphins.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Oh, Jamal might pick one up here. My bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to
do. All right. Now we're headed to the afternoon games, the 12 o'clock games. We got the Walter Paytons.
Bears.
Headed to take on the Herschel Walkers.
Rams.
Vikings.
Oh.
I would have went somewhere else probably, but
probably could have. I could have gone Randall Cunningham, Chris Warren Moon.
I'd say,
Chris Carter.
John Randall.
All right, Bears Vikings.
Bears Vikings. Vikings are favored minus 3.
Is that you, Mike?
Give me the Bears.
Vikings.
The Bears.
Vikings.
The Bears. The Pack Attack are headed to the Meadowlands to take on the G-Men. Packers, Giants. Packers are favored minus 7.5.
Packers.
Packers.
Concuss, Jarks, Texan, Dart.
New coach too, Mike Kaepernick.
If they smart, they might as well go on just activate Jameis.
Yep. Give me the first team. I forgot what it was.
Packers.
Yeah, Packers.
Packers.
Was that ChatGPT's pick or your pick? Because you're a Packers fan, mm-hmm. So I didn't know if you overruled it or not. Mm-mm. Okay, just checking. Mm-mm.
I'm strictly going by what ChatGPT.
So far, it's picked all favorites.
I'm going with the Packers as well. All right. Another divisional game. We got the Steve Smiths taking on
Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Taking on the Falcons.
He didn't have anybody.
I was trying to think, and I was like, I didn't want to. Jamal Andersons. The Jamal Andersons.
Yeah.
So Panthers, Falcons, they're in the ATL. Atlanta's favorite -3.5.
Give me the Falcons.
Yeah. ATL.
Give me the D'Angelo Williamses, the Carolina.
Carolina.
Here's your first one, CJ. Panthers.
Oh. Okay.
According to ChatGPT.
It's like randomly, like,
it's a slight edge to Carolina on recent form.
They lost last week.
Yeah.
The database has not updated.
I'm taking the Falcons this week.
Falcons do too, though.
Very true.
Here should be I don't know. We'll see how this one goes. The Chargers are headed to Jacksonville. Mm. Chargers are favored -2.5. Jacksonville did just blow a 19-point deficit.
Lead,
my bad. Yeah, correct.
Lead.
Imagine if you blew a 19-point deficit.
Yeah.
Imagine if you blew your lead on somebody.
What are you doing, Chad?
Who's favored?
Chargers. The Chargers are -2.5.
2.5.
Yep.
Chargers as well.
Who was the other
Jacksonville. And it's in Jacksonville.
The Jaguars.
Yeah, give me the Chargers.
Chargers.
I'm taking the Chargers as well.
First one.
The first sweep.
No, we had Panthers.
Yeah. It's the first time we've made that sound effect there.
And we had the Patriots.
It is true. I didn't pick the Panthers. Panthers and ATL were.
Yeah.
Or not that. It was the Packers.
Packers.
Another P team.
He's doing letters. Yeah, gotcha.
Yep.
We'll see how long these get messed up this week.
We got the Cincinnati Bengals.
Because the Steelers.
Headed to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is favored 5.5.
You mean the Pirates of Pittsburgh?
Yeah, let's go with the Roberto Clemente's.
I'm going.
He wrote a P. He put a P down. P.S.
I'm going.
Post script.
With the Ocho Cincos.
What the CBs?
Steelers.
Stellars.
Yeah, like doo-doo this week. But I'm going to take the Steelers as well.
Another chance to catch up.
Yep. Okay. This could be
Steelers.
A great game. Depends on if both teams will show up. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers headed to Buffalo.
Isn't that every game?
Yeah, they got to show up.
They got to show up to play.
Still a 12 o'clock game. So Buffalo is favored -5.5 after they got routed down in Miami.
Yep. Yeah, give me the Bills.
You said this is in Buffalo?
It is in Buffalo.
Give me them wings.
Wing stop.
Give me them Bucks.
Bills.
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 Bills. Yeah, I'm going Buffalo as well.
Another chance to catch up.
I think this one should be a clean sweep, but we'll see. Houston Texans
versus Tennessee.
Coming to Nash Vegas. Texans Titans. Texans are favored -7.5. Who you got?
So Oilers versus Oilers.
Yeah. It's the Oilers. Give me the Houston Texans Walker Rangers.
Houston.
They want the David Carrs.
Give me the Texans. This would be another. This is another good one to go on.
Here's another. Oh. ChatGPT Titans.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah.
Shocker.
No, I'm going Houston. All right, this is your America's game of the week.
Fox's America's Game of the Week.
Cowboys versus who?
The Seattle Seahawks are headed to L.A. to take on the Rams. This is a division matchup. And the Rams are favored 2.5 only because they are at home.
I'll take the Rams.
Give me them La Rams. Por favor.
Thought y'all would go Seahawks.
No.
Give me Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Chat GPT says pick the Rams because the Cowboys suck. So
it's not even.
That's great.
They're not even playing against the Cowboys.
Chad, could he go over? That would be great. He'll have to have a new strategy.
I'm actually going to be different here. I'm going to go Seahawks.
I'm different.
Yeah, I'm different.
I'm different.
49ers at the Cardinals. 49ers are favored -3.
I'll take them. 49ers.
Niners.
Yeah, the Niners.
49ers.
Heard that, Creek.
I'm going to take San Fran as well.
Sweep.
This has the makings to be a good game, but I don't know because it depends on who shows up to play quarterback for the Broncos. Yeah. You got the Chiefs at Denver. Chiefs are favored -3.5. Depends on what Bo Nix you're going to get.
Give me the Broncos.
Give me the Chiefs.
You give me the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
I'm taking Kansas City as well.
You got a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance. This should be a straight
Sunday night football.
No, we're not there yet.
I know the Sunday night.
Okay. We got the Ravens at Cleveland to take on the Browns.
Browns versus the Browns.
Yeah. Browns.
Browns on Browns.
The Ravens are favored -8.5.
You mean the Ravens?
Ravens.
Ravens.
Chad's second Raven himself. He's over here analyzing his research.
That's another one. Need to look at.
I'm taking the Ravens as well.
Sweep.
It's a sweep. Clean. Sunday night football. We got the Lions headed to Brotherly Love to take on the Eagles. You got the Lomas Browns taking on the Reggie Whites.
What's the line?
1.5.
Ooh.
And the Eagles are favored.
Yeah. Pick 'em.
So this is a straight pick 'em. We saw it. Well, I don't know if you watched the game last night, but it was not very entertaining until the last 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Take the Eagles.
I'm going to go Lions.
I never pick against my team.
Eagles.
I don't know how that Dan Campbell experiment going with him calling plays now halfway into the season. I'm going to take the Eagles only because they're at home. All right, and this is the fantastic Monday night football game right here.
Football.
You got the Dallas Cowboys.
Cowgirls.
Headed to Vegas to take on the Raiders. Yeah.
The Cowboys.
Cowboys are -3.5.
Give me the boys.
That's it?
That's it.
I'm going to go Dallas.
The team with the star.
I don't want to go with Dallas, but I really can't go with freaking Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's kind of how I was.
It could be. if Pete Carroll's smart, he will let Aston Jeanty run the ball 35 times against that defense.
He better let him run 35 times against that defense.
He ain't done that yet.
Rap song.
Kentucky Louisville tonight.
Yep.
Who you taking most?
Oh.
I took the Cowboys.
Who are you taking, Tao?
God.
Sound like me and CJ.
I guess I'm also going to take Dallas.
That's a clean sweep.
That is. And that's
And that's picks.
That's week 11 picks right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Where are you going, Chad? I'm
trying to move this dog bowl before it winds up.
Let's take a break. And we're back.
That was amazing.
It was. He listened. He heard the smack. Boom.
That's probably the best timing we've had ever.
Yep.
All right. So I got a question.
Answer.
All right. What food as a kid did your mom or dad make that you hated every time that they cooked it?
Easy. Salisbury steak.
Easy. Too easy.
Mine is
meatloaf.
My mom used to make minute steaks.
Oh, oh yeah.
Yeah.
But my mom never believed in like medium. It was all, everything was burnt. Well done.
Well done.
So I'm chewing on it for hours.
Crunchy. That minute steak's got a
it's
little crunch.
Soaked, it's soaked in A1.
No, we didn't. I didn't even use that at the time. But yeah, dog, she made minute steaks, man.
Now that you brought that up, I think minute steak was on my list now, too. Yeah, I don't think it was good that I remember.
Not meatloaf was the one thing early on my dad would make that nobody would really eat now. As I got older,
tear up meatloaf.
I got to where I love it. But
I did not like meatloaf, but I grew to love it.
Yeah, facts. Same.
With all that ketchup on top.
Yeah.
Ketchup.
And then
give me the ketchup.
I can't really think of something that my mom would make that I didn't really like. There is something. I just can't remember to.
Or you were afraid to tell her you didn't like it.
No, I mean, she would know.
She'd have whooped your hand.
But, see, my mom, what she did is we was like every week like type of thing. Like, you know what we was having.
Yeah.
Before then, so.
You had a set menu. You knew what was coming.
Yeah, that minute steak coming, dog.
You're like, it's Tuesday. It's minute steak night.
And the one thing my mother would always say to me, if I made a comment like, I don't want that, or I don't like that.
You don't have
this
to eat it.
This is an exact quote. Tough shit. Either you eat it or you don't eat it all. Plain and simple.
No, we couldn't do that. My mama made us sit at that table
until
it's gone, dog. And then me and my sister, we'd be there like this for a while. Then all of a sudden, I'd just be like, F it. And I'll just stuff it all and swallow it real quick. And then get up. Leave her sitting there. Yeah.
You got a turtle and that.
He's all about.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, write this down. 4-4.
You think I was going to read all that?
No. But
he was not taking any chances.
You got to be rude about it.
I'm going to snap that shit out of your hands.
All Visas start with the same number.
Well, yeah. Just MasterCards. All of them have the exact first four digits typically of the same.
All right, it is time for the
Veda.
Time bracket of the week.
1980s music bracket. This is all genres, right?
Yes,
it's not 80s country.
Genres. It's the top 32 based by ChatGPT, which was the same as I kind of set up for our other brackets we've got. It's plays and sales of songs.
Okay.
So that's how it's built out.
Okay.
It is randomized though, so these matchups are not seeded.
Okay.
Unseeded.
We'll let
it's celibate. It's celibate. It's celibate.
Yeah. So, that's pretty much it. I don't know what else I can set up for you while you're scrounging there.
He's desperately looking
for our listeners. Wade is feverishly digging into a bag.
He's lost his homework, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
He does look like a kid who
Ollie ate his homework.
Was like, you need to turn in your assignment. Night. And he's like, I know I put it in my bag.
Knowing you didn't do none of it.
Mom, can I go to the office and call my mom? All right.
We are
so back. After a brief break, intermission, we shall say, we are ready to get started with our 80s music bracket.
Yeah!
Okay. Usher is not on this bracket.
That's the littlest John. That's the littlest John.
All right. So our first matchup is
Grape Jelly.
Madonna's Like a Prayer
yeah.
versus Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh.
And we will start.
I wish strictly
we
could play it. Off my favorite.
We'll start with Jamal.
I'm strictly going off of my favorite.
Yeah.
So when people say, I can't believe it, you picked this, it's just my favorite.
He's picking Madonna.
I'm going, yeah.
I knew where you were going.
Facts. Facts. I love that song and the video.
All right.
Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
Yeah, let me get that sweet child of mine.
All right, two for that, one for Like a Prayer.
Well, it's two for Like a Prayer.
All right, I'm actually going to go with Like a Prayer as well.
I can't disagree with either one of them. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Okay, yeah. So our next matchup will be Queen, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, versus Van Halen's Jump.
Again, favorite Queen.
Jump.
Let me get that jump.
Because Eddie Van Halen doesn't even play guitar in the song, give me the other one.
Crazy Little
Thing. Give me Quinn.
I'm going to go with Crazy Little Thing Called Love as well. All right. Next matchup, Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark versus Michael Jackson's Thriller.
All right. Well, sorry, boss.
Sorry, boss.
Thriller, of course.
Thriller
it is. That's a sweep,
baby.
All right. Next matchup.
Sorry, boss.
Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Hate that song.
Versus David Bowie's Let's Dance.
Oh.
Let's dance.
Yeah.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blue.
Give me that. Let's dance.
Yeah.
Pour some sugar on
me. Yeah, let me get that Def Leppard.
No, give me David Bowie.
Yeah, I'm going David Bowie as well. Next matchup is Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You. Versus Queen and David Bowie, Under Pressure.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Pressing down on me.
Pressing down on you.
Go with Pressure.
Yep, same for me.
Pressure.
If it's Under another pressure, Stevie.
That's a clean sweep.
Yeah, if it was a different Stevie.
All right, next matchup. We're rolling through these. Kenny Loggins, Footloose.
Yes.
Everybody cut. Versus A-ha's Take on Me.
Ooh. Dang.
These are tough, boy.
I know it. Hey, credit to A-ha, though, with their technology on that video.
Yes.
Back in that day.
Yeah.
God.
I'm going with A-ha because that's a bad move.
Same for me.
I'm going Footloose.
Take on me.
So we have
two
A-ha's, one Footloose.
I'm going with the number one song in America the day I was born. Footloose.
Okay. I'm going to go with Footloose as well.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Everybody good.
All right.
Everybody.
Next matchup, we got another Michael Jackson hit, Billie Jean.
Yes.
Versus the Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Right. Oh, man.
Yeah. Billie Jean.
Let's just go ahead and sweep this.
Not my lover.
Yeah.
Yep, same for me.
Yeah, I enjoyed the Bangles, but yeah, give me that Michael J.
Yeah. Give me BJ.
Billie Jean it is. All right, we have an all-girls matchup here. We got Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, versus Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh, ooh. God.
Give me that Whitney, dog.
Yeah, I'm with Whitney.
Yeah,
I want to dance with somebody.
Chad's background low.
Don't ever sing again.
Let me get that Houston.
Give me Bobby Brown and Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney it is. That's another clean sweep.
Kneecaps off.
All right. Next matchup, we have the Eurythmics. Sweet Dreams.
Yeah.
Are Made Sweet of This. Dreams in parentheses, obviously. And then the Human League, Don't You Want Me.
Don't you want me.
Oh, that's great.
Give me the sweet dreams.
You remix. Don't you want me?
Gosh, I like both.
You gotta pick one.
I know.
Just one. Do the right thing.
Yeah, let me get that. Let me get the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, Human League.
Human League. Yeah. All right. Our next one is this one's kind of a tough one for me too. Toto's Africa.
Yes.
Yes. Versus Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, God.
Love both of them.
Love both of them, but I don't think this is tough for me.
Hey, man.
Well, good for you.
Hey, Journey.
He's a big Journey guy.
Don't Stop Believing.
Journey.
Is the white
anthem.
National anthem.
Yes.
Because it doesn't matter how many times a DJ plays it in one night. White people start screaming when that song comes on.
Yeah.
They could be in the middle of taking a dump. And that song comes on, they're squeezing off, and they're getting up. And
Squeezing off. Pinching that turtle head.
Yes, and then once the song is over with, don't let them play Do You Really Want to Hurt Me.
So does that mean you're going with Toto's Africa? Yes. All right. Yes. So we got one for Toto. Chad?
The white people's anthem.
All right.
You could have said it in your
one
black
and one.
Voice.
Yeah. White people's anthem.
One and one. Tail.
Journey.
All right.
Yeah. Toto.
Dadgummit.
It's got the greatest hook of all time.
It really does. I'm actually, as much as I love Journey, I'm actually going to go Toto.
Yes.
Wow.
Down goes.
All right. Next up.
This is a pivotal day in white people
history. Well, okay. We have Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Oh,
there you go.
Versus Berlin, Take My Breath Away.
Oh.
Nah, dog. Give me
the Top Gun anthem.
The Top Gun.
The first
one. He's going to go Wham.
Yep.
We got
Wake
one
me
wham.
Up. Take my breath away.
Let me get that jitterbug.
Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
2-1.
Give me Berlin.
Jitterbug.
Wait, what did you pick, Chad?
Jitterbug.
Berlin. Take pick Berlin? I'm going to go with Wham.
Jitterbug.
Yep. All right. Next one, we have Madonna.
I'm not mad about any of these. Like everyone.
Like a virgin?
Like a virgin. Versus Soft Cell's Tainted Love.
Oh!
Sometimes I feel like want to
run away.
Definitely a Tainted Love.
Tainted hey. Love.
The car scene from the Coneheads.
Coneheads. Yeah.
Touch me, please.
Chad, what's your vote?
Tainted Love.
Tainted.
Tainted.
Tainted Love. It is. Sweet. All right.
Wait, what was that against? Madonna?
Madonna.
Like a virgin.
Like a virgin.
Hey!
All right, we have
like a surgeon.
This is a good matchup here because these are big big sports anthems, I should say.
Anthems.
Eye
of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger by Survivor
and,
versus
We Will Rock You.
No, Another One Bites the Dust. Ooh. Queen.
Queen.
Oh,
Queen's got several.
Yeah, Queen does have several.
Yes.
This is not hard for me though.
I'm going Queen, man.
I'm going Rocky.
Eye of the Tiger, baby.
Yeah.
Eye of the Tiger.
Survivor.
Yeah, it's Survivor. Two to one right now.
Eye of the Tiger rock.
I have to go with Eye of the Tiger.
All right. I would go with Another One Bites the Dust, but Eye of the Tiger moves on. All right. Next matchup, The Police, Every Breath You Take versus U2's With or Without You.
Oh, God. Whew. That's tough.
I like it.
Hang on. Just a second, guys. And we're back.
With or without you.
Give me The Police.
That was
pretty
good.
With or without you.
You did not.
All right, so we have one for The Police. Chad, your vote.
With or without you. Yeah,
I got to go U2.
U2, baby.
U2 it is.
No offense to The Police. I love that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two more matchups in the first round. The
every
next
time
one.
I hear that song, though, I just think of
just a bad
Diddy.
Matchup.
Puff Diddy.
Yep.
We have.
Got that jacket on.
In the
seems
rain.
Like yesterday we used to rock the show. I like the track, you like the flow.
Notorious ain't got to know this.
Words can express what you mean to me.
Even though you're
this
gone,
is not on,
we're still
on our tournament bracket.
Do your family, I'll fulfill your dreams.
All right, next matchup. Foreigner,
every
I want to know.
Sorry. Foreigner.
Yeah, Foreigner, I want to know what love is.
I want to know what love is.
Versus The Clash.
Well, that's a good show.
Should I stay or should I go?
Should I stay or should I go now?
I want to know what love is. I want you to show.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah.
I'm going. Yeah, I want to know what love is.
So two for Foreigner.
Make it three.
Yeah.
Chad said it like he meant it.
He looks up from his phone every 5 seconds.
Sorry, Drew. I want to know what love is. Yeah, give me Paul Rogers.
All right.
I think. Or give me Foreigner.
Foreigner it is. Foreigner's a clean sweep.
I went out on a limb there.
Okay. Last matchup of the first round. George Michael, Careless Whisper.
Ooh.
Versus Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the
Heart. Oh, gosh. Ooh. That's a good
one. Hang on just a second. I need to. Yeah, sorry.
Which one you need to hear?
The Careless Whisper. Is that the saxophone? That's a saxophone one, right? I can't remember how it goes.
Here you go.
Tao's got it on. He's got
I
it on.
I never
want to
dance again.
Guilty feet have got no rhythm. All right. Yeah, I don't need it now. Careless. Sorry, I didn't even my turn.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We do not own the rights to this music.
Yes, yeah. I do.
Well, I mean,
one of us.
Some of us. We're not George, though.
Moe's helped write the song.
All right, so Wade's already voted, so he picked.
No, I'm holding.
Oh, he's holding. He's
still holding.
Careless.
Hold.
All right, Jamal's Careless Whisper.
Careless Whisper.
Careless Whisper.
Careless.
Total carelessness. Whisper of the heart.
Okay. Careless Whisper. It's a clean sweep. I'm going Careless Whisper as well, too. That concludes the first round.
Sorry, Bonnie.
Now
it's only going to get harder.
Yeah, it's just getting tougher.
It is. All right, so we're back to the top. We have Madonna's "Like a Prayer" versus "Crazy Little Thing Called Love" by Queen.
Crazy,
like a prayer,
like a prayer,
like a prayer,
like a prayer,
like a prayer. Sweet Queen's clean sweep.
Queen sweep.
Queen sweep.
Queen sweep.
Queen sweep.
All right, Michael Jackson's "Thriller" versus David Bowie's "Let's Dance."
Okay, Thriller.
Yeah,
Thriller.
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 Because this is
Thriller.
Back-to-back sweeps.
All right. Now we have Queen and David Bowie, "Under Pressure," versus Kenny Loggins, "Footloose."
Oh.
Under pressure. Under pressure for me. Footloose.
Ooh.
Gah.
Tao is visibly shaking over this measure.
I am. I love both songs.
He has rocked back and forth in his chair 3 times.
Holding himself. Like Leo Mazzoni.
It's 1-1.
Let me get that Loggins.
Under pressure.
Under pressure it is. It moves on.
Can't be mad about it.
Okay.
At all.
Michael Jackson's "Billie Jean" versus Whitney Houston's "I Want to Dance with Somebody."
Gotta stay with my boy, dog. William Jean.
Yeah.
William Jean.
Jackson. Billie Jean.
People always know me. Be careful what you do.
Okay.
Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts.
I don't think people always knew you. I think they told you. People always told you.
They knew you. They just didn't know how to pronounce your name.
Know anybody's face. I don't
know. Matt, that guy.
I don't know.
Billie Jean.
What was Billie Jean?
I just said
okay.
It.
Okay. Well, it's hard to tell. All right. Billie Jean it is. It's a clean sweep. All right. The Human League's "Don't You Want Me" versus Toto, "Africa."
Yeah, okay. Maybe it's not as hard. This right.
In Africa.
Toto. Human League.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Let me get that Toto.
Toto.
Toto it is.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
Good.
We were going to be up late at night.
Mr. Trojan himself.
Wham. Next matchup, Wham, "Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go."
Double Trojan. T-shirt and hoodie today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Versus "Tainted Love" by Soft Cell.
Okay.
What was it again?
"Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go" by Wham versus "Tainted Love" by Soft Cell.
I'm going to go with Jitterbug.
Not hard for me.
"Tainted Love."
Jitterbug.
Yeah, I'm going Wham.
Jitterbug.
"Tainted Love."
"Tainted Love" moves on.
Can't be mad.
Jitterbug.
Next, we have "Eye of the Tiger" by Survivor versus "With or Without You" by U2.
Oh, God.
And this one I'll go with "Eye of the Tiger."
There have been times in my life where I've had to have the "Eye of the Tiger" while listening to this song.
What if you get the "Eye of the Lion"? Like, you don't make it to the
tiger.
Remix.
The "Eye of the Goat."
You don't make it to tiger. You just get the "Eye of the Lion."
The "Eye of" what I cannot pronounce on this.
Liger? Hmm?
Oh, you're talking about McLovin.
No, I'm talking about Beer Fest.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Where are we at here?
Das Boot. Me.
Das Boot.
Me.
You said, did you say "I have the Tiger," Jamal?
Yeah. Jamal, yeah. Both of them said "I have the Tiger."
It's 2-0 right now.
Das Boot.
See the stones in your eyes. I'm going U2.
Yeah, U2.
I'm going U2.
I'm actually going to go U2 as well.
As much as everybody knows here, I love Rocky, but God.
Yeah. All right, last matchup of the second round. Foreigner's "I Want to Know What Love Is" versus George Michael, "Careless Whisper."
The Careless Whisper.
Journey.
That's not Journey. It's
Journey's gone.
Journey's gone.
Foreigner.
"I Want to Know What Love Is" by Foreigner.
Okay, sorry, yeah.
Let me get
different
that.
White.
Let me get that George.
Yeah.
Now, Foreigner.
So it's 2-2, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's Foreigner.
Yes. Oh, can't be mad about
it. Much as I like Careless Whisper, it's Foreigner. Yeah. Now we're into our quarterfinals.
Saxophone intro.
Yeah.
All right, so we have Madonna's "Like a Prayer," which has made a run here, versus Michael Jackson's "Thriller."
It stops
Thriller.
Here.
Stops here.
Yeah, it stops. Thriller.
I'll tell you what the final's going to be right now.
Me too. Michael Jackson got to go against
Jackson. Unless they come against each other in the semis.
Yeah,
they're
on the side.
Yeah,
they got that movie coming out.
Thriller right now. Thriller's got one vote.
Yeah, no, I said Thriller. Sorry.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Well, you got you getting the foot again today, dog.
Teo, are you voting Thriller? Did you?
Oh, Thriller, 100%. Okay.
So,
oh! Let me see if I can do my best, Teo.
Oh, Thriller, 100%.
Thriller it is. That's a clean sweep.
Wait a minute. What was it again? So
I can like a prayer.
Oh, yeah. Thriller. All right. Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie versus Billie Jean.
Oh, God.
By Michael Jackson.
No!
One of the best bass intros ever. Give me the...
against Billie some Jean. Of the best harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Billie Jean.
Billie Jean.
Under Pressure.
Under Pressure, but doesn't matter. Billie Jean moves on.
Had to give it some love.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
All right. Africa by Toto versus Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Okay, this... Okay.
Africa. Africa.
Toto.
Yeah, Toto.
Toto. Toto's a sweet. Sweet. Last matchup of the quarterfinals. With or Without You by U2 versus I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner. Damn. Foreigner, not Journey.
Foreigner.
Yeah. Foreigner.
Foreigner.
U2.
U2.
U2 it is. Damn. All right. Semifinals.
Ah!
This Mike one's going to be interesting.
Mike. Mike on Mike.
Thriller versus Billie Jean.
Oh, my God.
That's unfair.
That's why the cookie
crumbles. That's brutal.
It's a really good. It's a good matchup, though.
It's a great matchup.
So which one survives, Thriller or Billie Jean?
I know where I'm at.
I know where I am.
Billie Jean first, man. But that video with Mike and Thriller, man, it's got it for me.
Billie Jean,
Thriller.
Give me Billie Jean.
Oh,
it's on you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Billie Jean.
Boom. Right. I can't be
all right.
At all.
Other semifinal matchup, Africa by Toto versus With or Without You by U2.
Toto.
U2.
U2. Now to CJ again.
Africa.
Yes.
All right. So.
Which is the finals of this is Billie Jean versus Toto's Africa.
William Jean, baby.
Africa.
Billie Jean.
Yeah, Billie Jean wins, but I would have voted for Africa just because.
I mean, that was good.
I love that.
You can't go wrong with that.
Number one song of the 80s, according to Wawita, Billie Jean.
It is.
By Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That was good.
What was?
I don't that know was. That maybe I would have been upset, but maybe with two or three songs making it to the end.
Yeah, I don't think they would have made it, though. You know?
I'm just saying, in general, I'd have been like, no, but, there's no way.
Yeah. Good Lord, that was a good bracket.
Yeah, it was.
I'm honestly surprised it went that quick.
Yeah, well, I mean, we also, these are all songs that we all knew.
Yeah.
So it's easy to go through that because we didn't have to be like, I don't know.
We need a 90s bracket. Not just a country, but like a 90s.
Yeah, okay.
Just the same kind of algorithm.
I agree with that. Billie Jean, actually, fun fact, was the number one song.
I was actually looking at it. I was trying to look that up.
Yeah. What was Toto in Africa?
I don't know. I'm trying to find my full list. I just remember Billie Jean was the number one of it. Yeah. So
Thriller was probably top three.
Yeah.
Had to be.
So
I mean, you can't go
one wrong. Of our better ones. I mean, that's, you know, 80s music was
just
solid.
Smooth, yeah.
Ultimate Fighter Presidents was great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One.
That was in the basement.
That was fun.
That
was fun. And then Chad, you know, rigged the snack bracket.
100%.
Yeah, he did do that.
Hey, what came out on top, what always comes out on top.
Oh, yeah.
Reese's Cups.
I found the list. Rigged. Here was the top five. Billie Jean was number one.
Okay.
I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston was
really?
Two.
Okay.
Thriller was three. Don't Stop Believing was four. Africa was five.
Hey.
You know what's crazy is I think that everybody here would all agree that the 80s – the '80s were the best years for music.
Oh, hands down.
I not to be argumentative, but I do disagree. I think for me it was the '90s. You had it all. Yeah, all the genres were like top of the what they could be. You had grunge.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
gangster rap made its way in, like
in the late '80s. NWA and stuff started. In the
but 80s. Pop, like pop music.
Yeah,
pop music was better in the '80s.
So what's crazy to me is that
I mean that was just the '80s.
Like Billie Jean and Thriller were top five here, but Thriller wasn't even on the 100 all time list. you know, Billie Jean was, but Thriller wasn't.
Was it not?
Nope.
The top 64 song?
Yep, there was only one Michael Jackson song.
Yeah, I don't think
I do remember that. We was on
all genres.
Porch. But yours was also, that was also based on
Billboard.
It was Billboard. Yeah. It
which,
was
like I said, Rolling Stone. My prompt that I wrote was to look at the play, look at, you know, radio plays versus album sales, you know, that way we could kind of get more of them.
And again, I mean,
popularity concrete, versus
concrete, you know.
We might have like to do a part two and do it that way.
And it might,
you're not getting a writer's opinion. You're getting the people's.
And it comes down to personal preference, too. People, I mean.
And like we still have 90s country. We have the 2000s country bracket, but we'll definitely work on a 90s, just a 90s overall.
Yeah, I would love the 90s.
We should just might as well just go in order now.
The 90s country bracket, though, needs to be probably one of our next ones, because that one's going to be fun 100%. Just because of some of those songs.
Yes.
So, but I do agree with what Jamal said. Maybe we need to redo a top 64 and base it on
plays,
sales, et cetera.
Yeah. For all you listeners out there, go to our Facebook page and drop a line and let us know.
Mm-hmm. Drop a line.
I mean, it would be nice, but our listeners don't comment.
They don't. They don't.
Dale does.
Yeah, DC does.
Shout out.
Number one fan.
Shout out, Dale. Fact. Who will respond to this.
Yep. Yes, he will.
I'm constantly messaging with him on Facebook.
I gave CJ the meat and potatoes of a top 32 conspiracy bracket.
Yeah, we heard. So what's next? What next?
Mm-hmm. What we do.
I can't believe Thriller wasn't on here. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Which one was it? Was it Billie Jean that was on there?
Yes.
Billie Jean.
Right there it is. Billie Jean.
Michael had so many hits.
So many.
But you got to think. I mean, it's just,
Joseph beat the living daylight out of him to bring out all them hits.
Yep. That was just one decade.
Trauma.
He really blew the world.
Literal
hits.
But you got to think, my parents
get that
stuff,
switch off the tree.
They liked Michael, but they didn't. I mean, they didn't better than what they grew up with in their mind. Vice versa. I mean,
Medita loved Michael.
Yeah.
Big like Michael. I said, I went to his concert when I was like 3 or 4. It's like 84, 85. He was in Louisville, and my aunt came in town from Lexington. She's like, I got tickets to see Michael Jackson. I was like, oh, that's
cool. So my first question is,
she said, guess who I'm taking. I said, who? Travis, my uncle? She said, no, I'm taking you.
So my question was, did you cry like all of the other fans?
No.
They saw him.
But listen, hey, dog, I'm sitting in my seat doing the dance moves, and then my aunt was like, you can get up in the aisle and dance. Hey, all I needed. Thriller came on, and he wore the wolf mask with the jacket. He never changed out of that. He did the whole song in that joint, dog. It's cold, buddy. It's cold.
How old were you?
3 or 4. I think it was 80. It was 84 or 85 when he came to Louisville. And it's cool because on the if you look it up and you find the Louisville, because there's a Louisville link with it talking about it, and it's got the playlist in order how he did it. That's cold.
That's
so.
All right.
March 20th. Wait a minute. That was the bad tour. That was 88.
Yeah, so 7.
That makes more sense for me to see you out in the aisle.
I'm out there.
March 20th.
7 or 8, I can see him out there in the aisle. Yeah. 3 or 4, I can see him getting it down, but not out in the aisle.
Hey. So you know what
I mean. That was that was the bad tour.
Yep. That's it.
He was also I'm sorry, that's the Broadway musical MJ.
What is?
Was scheduled to have a run in Louisville from September 9th through the 14th.
This year?
Yeah. It says was scheduled. I don't know if it's
probably it means it didn't happen.
Yeah, they've got a movie coming out.
Mm-hmm.
See, I still like Moonwalker.
Live
motion picture.
That's right.
Motion picture event.
Full color.
Have you seen the Bruce Springsteen movie?
I have not.
I want to see that.
I never really ever was a Bruce Springsteen fan. I mean, I know it's probably blasphemy, but I don't know. I never got into him. Like when they said this movie was coming out, I was like, okay.
And he only had one really, he knew from the get-go he was Jeremy Allen White. Like he knew that's who he wanted to play him. And sure enough.
I still haven't figured out who I want to play me.
He learned how to play guitar and sing in 6 months.
We should think. That's something we should think about. We should, for next week's episode, think about who you want
Woody Harrelson
to play.
That's a good one.
So for next week.
Hey, so he did an
interview. You need a, like, come up with a legit one, but come up with come up with a good fake one. Like a good, okay. Like, non.
Another one?
One that doesn't even match.
Like you. Val Kilmer?
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Michael Jackson. not Michael Jackson. Michael B. Fox.
I thought you were going to say Michael B. Jordan.
Hey, yo, unk. Unk.
All right. So
Louis Lastic. I want Louis Lastic to play.
All right. I can't go to college, coach.
I'm white trash.
All right. It's been a fun episode, Jamal. Real. Do you have songs from your children?
I only got two this week.
All right. Lay them on us real quick.
Dane's was Do You by Miguel, and Livia's was Emotion by Destiny's Child, and mine is Jay-Z, The Story of O.J.
Okay. I don't know if I've heard this.
Oh. I was looking up Do You. But it's actually Do You,
Do You
dot,
like,
dot, dot.
Oh. Do you?
Do you like drugs?
There's no question mark. Okay. You can't put that in.
Do you?
No. Still a question. Yeah, I don't know how.
Say
it with your chest.
Say it with your chest. Do you, bitch?
It's like a do you.
Do you.
Yeah. There
you go. Hey, do you?
Do you.
Anyway.
All right. It's been a lot of fun this week. I'm glad that I've got to see all your pretty faces.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Just a reminder to folks out there, free bowls of potato soup tomorrow at AJ's. Free. To anybody, just ask us, you donate to either the food pantry or money for the rest of the week, but you're not obligated to.
Yep.
Y'all
it's a great cause. I went last week.
Y'all need any volunteers for Bridge?
Not this week.
Cool.
We're all set this week. Thanks, though.
All set.
All right. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate the heck out of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I love each and every one of you.
Big facts.
Wawita reigns and Wawita
out.
Do the chickens have large talons?
My mother liked it a whole lot.
Your mother was wrong.
Hey, that plum looks good. You got traded for your Twinkie? No, these are my plums.